Hello and welcome to the Roam Around League podcast. I'm your host, former NFL scout, Tyler Roman. In today's episode, I'm going to take a look back at the Washington Bowl team Carolina Panthers game from this past weekend. It was a great win for the team's second in a row. The team could be gearing up for another second half run. Also look ahead to the Washington Bowl team Seattle Seahawks game this month, upcoming Monday night. Chance for the team to win three in a row and get even closer to one of those last two wild card spots. Lastly, I'll look at some waiver wire pickups and matchup-based starts for your fantasy football teams. A lot to cover, so let's get started. Looking back at the Washington football team Carolina Panthers game, starts with Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen up front. They were awesome. Consistent pressure and push-up in the middle of that line. They were in Cam Newton's lap for most of the game. Daron Payne had a game-ending sack as time expired. Jonathan Allen was consistently pushing at the interior part of the offensive line into Cam Newton, even when he wasn't getting any sacks. It made Cam flustered, make some poor throws. You know, for a guy that hasn't really seen many live rushes since August, that was, you know, not a comfortable day for him by any means. You know, Jonathan Allen's been an all-pro this year. Daron Payne's really come on as of late with his, you know, rushing ability. His run-stopping game has been, you know, pretty solid all year, but, you know, Daron's ticked up a little bit in the pass rushing department. He has an element to his game. I think he eventually could be a 5-7 sack player a year, and he may not get there this year, but he's a guy that I think definitely has that tools in his bag. But, you know, it was great to see them. I want to see some more Ioannidis, some more out of him at least. He hasn't been as effective, and Settle has gotten less run as of late, but, you know, when Payne and Allen are playing so well, it's hard to get those guys some more run. And they'll need to continue this level of play without Montez. And obviously, Chase not coming back this year. Hopefully, Montez can come back for the first Dallas game in a few weeks, though. James Smith, Williams, and Casey Tuohy were okay. They held the edges for the most part, held contained. The one run for Cam Newton was Routini, who was called up this week from the practice squad. He's more of a pass rusher, and he, you know, struggled in that aspect for that Cam Newton touchdown. But overall, you know, Tuohill and Jameson Williams did their job. That's all you can really ask for. They're not obviously Tez or Chase, so just, you know, you need them to really just do their job, and that's what they did. They didn't do anything splashy. They didn't do anything that, you know, made you scratch your head either, and that's all you can ask for in this kind of situation. Cole Holcomb had, you know, a few nice plays, a couple open field tackles on Christian McCaffrey that really saved some, you know, extra yardage. He was able to use his speed on McCaffrey, and obviously that is one of his, you know, calling cards at his linebacker position. So, you know, Holcomb did good again. Jamin Davis, still want to see a little more from him. Hasn't played as well these last couple weeks. It just looks, you know, again, like a rookie again. I thought he was hitting his stride, but he's kind of reverted back to the way he did early in the year. I just wanted to, you know, look more confident out there, and it looks like he's not trusting his eyes, and looks like he's more reacting than, you know, attacking the ball. And again, that comes with the rookie, and hopefully Jamin can, you know, get that fixed as the season, you know, progresses these last seven games. William Jackson, the third, and Kendall Floor were good on the outside again, I thought, you know, from the cornerback positions. They're playing to their assignments, not giving up any big plays. That's all you really ask for at this point of the season. Obviously, different than what it was in the beginning of the year, and that's obviously a huge improvement why this team has played well and won the last 2 weeks. William Jackson has, you know, played a lot better since he's come back from injury off the bye, and, you know, giving what this team was hoping for when they signed him. And Kendall, he's kind of been the most solid corner they've had all year. Obviously, was up and down at the beginning of the year, but he still has been, you know, steady Eddie, and Ron Rivera's kind of said the same thing. Danny Johnson didn't play a lot, but he had a really nice play on a third down conversion where he got in there and broke up a pass. Danny Johnson, really smart player, not the most athletic guy, but he knows his assignments and knows where he's supposed to be. And he's got a little more run over the last couple weeks, even over a guy like Benjamin St. Juste. So St. Juste has kind of disappeared from the rotation. I think the effect of them really playing three safeties or an extra linebacker, whatever Landon Collins prefers to be called. But yeah, St. Juste still is a good, you know, good rookie and someone I'm sure they'll lean on at some point the rest of the season. Landon Collins, speaking of him, was good again. Again, he's the most effective against, you know, at the line, and that's what he is known for, and that's hopefully he accepts that role, and he has the last couple weeks, and it's been beneficial for the team. Bob McCain was good again on the backside of the defense. Again, understanding his assignments, didn't let anyone get deeper than the deepest. You know, turned into a good player the last couple weeks. Cam Curl was absolutely amazing. Went to put a spotlight on him. I think he was the best player on this defense on Sunday. Great in coverage. Did a really good job on Christian McCaffrey, which is obviously not an easy thing to do. His tackling was absolutely amazing. You know, he does not miss any tackles. And if he does, very few and far between. And he's been absolutely tremendous these last couple weeks. He's playing like he did last year. And he's been the best defensive player on this team outside of Jonathan Allen, especially the last few weeks. I just love Cam Curl. Love the way he is just such a smart, cerebral player back there, and someone that just always you could always count on to make a play and make a tackle. And obviously even that interception against Tampa Bay was on him that William Jackson got. There was a huge fourth down against McCaffrey that he stopped in this past weekend. And Washington's really lucky to have him, and a guy they got a steal for in the seventh round last year. Moving to the offense, Heinicke was great. You know, he's been great the last 2 weeks, and that's something this team has needed, and that's why they've been winning these last two games. The best thing that Heinicke has for him is his confidence. He's a confident dude, and he goes out there and it's infectious, and he's able to lead this team. Sometimes he can be a little too confident in his playing ability, and that's what gets him in trouble, but he definitely believes he should be out there. He definitely should be a starting quarterback, and that's great that he has that, because you have to have that to be successful in this league. I love the way he's playing right now. I love the way that, you know, Scott Turner's calling the games for him, not really putting too much pressure on him. They're finally running the ball more and not making Taylor have to do a lot. Taylor's taking what's given to him, hasn't really forced any errant passes, so he really has to continue to play this way to, you know, give this team a chance to make a second half run. Antonio Gibson, you know, another tough fumble. Another fumble also, that mistake at the end of the game too for not going out of bounds. But you know, after that tough fumble in the first half, really got benched for the rest of the half. He ran like a man possession the second half. Tough runner. Didn't go down on first contact. You know, I love AG's abilities. He could be a top 10 running back in this league. I have no doubt about that. But he has some things to correct. The ball security is right at the top of that list. His vision can be improved, but I definitely think that it has gotten better this year. This is a little more confident in his playing style, and I think it's going to come with more reps in that running back position. But he's a player that Washington should build around, and they are building around. Just he's going to have some bumps and bruises coming from that running, making that transition from wide receiver. McKissick had a really nice day carrying the ball, 46 yards on 7 carries. He has great one cut running styles. One cut gets upfield, and hopefully Gibson can learn from that, because McKissick is, you know, really decisive in his zone cuts, and just, you know, been a really nice change of pace back for Washington for 2 years now. Terry McLaurin was Terry. You really say his success rate on contested catches have been ridiculous this year. It's by far the best in the league. Continues to make plays, you know, when this team needs it. He's been the only real option this team has had for 3 years now, and he just continues to, you know, give this team a chance to win with his play. He's absolutely going to get a huge contract in this offseason. He deserves every penny of it for what he is off in the field and off the field. And, you know, Washington fans are just lucky to have Terry McLaurin. And he just, you know, had another good game this year. This weekend with 100 yards and a touchdown, could add two. But Taylor, you know, one of the mistakes thrown off balance for that play in the fourth quarter that could have been a touchdown and really would have put the game some more distance for Washington. But other than that, you know, Terry could have had a better game. But, you know, even then, great game, of course, for Terry McLaurin. DeAndre Carter had that really nice route. Little shake route for that touchdown. He's been a good player for this team this year, one of the best players, best free agent signings that this team has had this year. He's a guy that should continue to get run, even if Curtis Samuel eventually returns. Cam has hit a nice touchdown catch and a nice catch on a dig route on a clutch third down, first down conversion. I really would like to see Cam get more run. I mean, he had a good year last year. I don't see why they've just gone away from him so much. He had two nice plays last week, and I could tell Taylor likes throwing it to him. That was evident in the playoff game last year. Humphreys had some solid catches again, definitely sure-handed. John Bates had that really nice catch on fourth down. Obviously, that was Taylor, which was a miraculous play by Taylor Heinicke. Very Favre-esque, who was, you know, his idol growing up. John Bates, you know, can't be discounted for what he did in that play to make come back to the ball, came back to Taylor's side of the field, and made a great play to get that drive going and really help the team win the game. O-line helped, you know, held up well for the most part against a really nice front. You know, Brian Burns and Hassan Reddick are a great, you know, duo off the edge. Some of the sacks were on Taylor, you know, trying to extend the plays and make, you know, makes the plays on the field. And obviously Taylor, something he does need to correct. But, you know, with a guy like that, when he makes plays like that on fourth down, it's really hard to tell him, you know, to always throw the ball away because he can't have some magic to him. But overall, I love the depth this team has. It was great to see Schweitzer come in at center, who hasn't really been known to the center, but can play. And then Cornelius Lucas coming again in for Cosme. And Lucas has been a great addition from 2 years ago, a guy that they can count on left or right tackle for 2 years now, and someone hopefully look to re-sign in the offseason. Overall, great offensive performance against a tough defense and something to build on going forward. The way his offense is playing, they're doing a really good job of, you know, put his team in position to win, and the defense is setting this team up to have success, and the offense is taking advantage of it. They're running the ball. Taylor's not turning the ball over, and he's getting hit in the open man when he sees him. So something this team can build off going, you know, to the second half of the season. Moving on to the Seattle game, Russell Wilson has been struggling. He's clearly not fully healthy. Hopefully this team can capitalize that again. The Washington football team can capitalize on that again this offseason. Excuse me, this week coming up. He's been missing throws. He's had the open receivers and just flat out missing throws. That finger is definitely an issue. That's not Russell Wilson. He's an all-pro quarterback. One of the best quarterbacks of the last 10 years in the NFL, and clearly he's not himself. So hopefully that continues this week for Washington's sake. Seattle's a line's underwhelming. Dwayne Brown is an older left tackle, still pretty good. They got Lewis Pochich and Gabe Jackson on the inside, and Brandon Shell in the right tackle position. That's an under-average group. This defense should have opportunities to make plays, especially Jonathan Allen, Jerome Payne in that middle section of the line. Have to contain, though, against Russell. They cannot let him get out of the pocket. He hasn't been ran as much this year, and that probably will continue with his injury. Granted, it's a finger injury, but still, I'm sure he just doesn't want to get hit in general. So, Tuhill and Jameis Williams are going to really have to do a good job of containing the edge and make him step in the pocket, and that's where Jonathan Allen and Jerome Payne are going to have to eat and clean up for them. And DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett are special. Obviously, they're two of the better receivers in the NFL. They're obviously not the same without Russell playing the way he is. Metcalf has been easily rattled, this year, made some dumb penalties. He's showing his immaturity. And maybe the team can, Washington can use that to their advantage because it gets him out of his game, and he tries to do things that are, out of his control. So he can be contained really just from a mental aspect of his game. And Freddie Swain is their third option, a receiver, and he's nothing really to write home about for them. Gerald Everett, I think, is a good tight end, but he's not consistently targeted from them. He's a fast tight end. I like the way he runs his routes. Tough to bring down. He really, makes a lot of good plays, big plays in the open field, breaking tackles. So someone they have to contain. Keep an eye on as well. Alex Collin and Rashad Penny are their running backs right now, with Chris Carson out for the rest of the season. Got to keep that contained. Collins had a good game a couple weeks ago, but he slowed down. Kind of been a journeyman throughout his career. Rashad Penny's a, hate to say it, a bust of a first-round pick for a couple years from Seattle. So Washington, should do fine against them. And Washington offense should be fine if it continues his game plan going against Seattle defense, switching to the Seattle defense. Rasheem Green, Puna Ford, Al Ward, Zakaria Hadjourner, their front four. Another below-average group that can be run on easily from this Washington perspective. Benson Mayoa and Darrell Taylor do provide some speed off the edge, though, but they can be contained. I think Cornelius Lucas or Sam Cosmi on the right side will hold up, and so is Charles Leno Jr. Bobby Wagner, obviously, is a future Hall of Fame linebacker, still makes plays. And Jordan Brooks is an up-and-comer for them. He's a first-round pick from a couple years ago. So those are guys that, do need to be accounted for, but this defense has been pretty putrid this whole year, and I think Washington can take advantage of that. Suspect cornerback duo with DJ Reed and Sidney Jones, another journeyman and a guy that will be exploited. Terry, I don't think, can be stopped in this game because those guys cannot cover him, being blunt. DeAndre Carter should get involved. I hope Cam Sims gets more involved because those guys, they can take advantage of that matchup. Hopefully Curtis Samuel can play. He was questionable this past Sunday. Hopefully that can try and get him at least some reps this upcoming Monday night. It would be great to have this team have him on the field, even if it's limited capacity for his next couple weeks, because he is a all-world playmaker, and it sucks that he's been hurt, but this team could really use his talents because he can help elevate this offense, take some pressure off of Terry. Logan Thomas has a chance to be back this week. His 21-day practice window was activated this week. So hopefully Logan can play next week, or at least rookie Seals Jones. John Bates, made some clutch catches last week, but he's not the player Logan Thomas or rookie Seals Jones are. So hopefully they can get both of them back and have a nice little tight end duo for this game. Quadre Diggs and Jamal Adams are a very good safety duo, but they have their weaknesses. Jamal Adams is much like a Landon Collins in-the-box safety. Almost a glorified linebacker, but a very good one. I don't want to say Jamal Adams is a really good defensive player. Quadre Diggs is a good deep middle safety too, but sometimes his tackling can be a little suspect. But I think they can run against his front and set up for a really good day for Taylor Heinicke, because he can hopefully use some play action and not have to do too much. I really like this matchup for the Washington Bowl team, and I think they can get a win on a primetime stage on Monday Night Football, 28-17, and improve to 5-6 and be right in the thick of things for a wild card spot. At last, moving to fantasy football, a couple guys I like this week. Quarterback Cam Newton for the Carolina Panthers. He had a good week last week against Washington. 3 total touchdowns, 2 through the air, 1 on the ground. over 25 points, and is another good matchup versus the Dolphins week. Really good streaming option for guys on bye like Kyler Murray. Then you have Tyrod Taylor, the Texans quarterback, going at home against the Jets. Didn't have the biggest week through the air last week in Tennessee, but they got the upset win. He had 19 points last week, two rushing touchdowns. Another good matchup this week. I expect them to have probably two to three touchdowns total between on the air and on the ground against that defense. And I expect them to maybe get their second win in a row for Houston. Running backs a little weak this week, but you're looking for, you know, desperation play. You got the Jets running backs, Ty Johnson and Tevin Coleman. Michael Carter is going to be out for a few weeks. Coleman took over him last week when I got hurt, but Ty Johnson had more carries in the previous weeks leading up to it as Michael Carter's primary backup. So there's two guys to consider this week, maybe as a flex option going against the Houston Texans defense that had a good week last week, but obviously is still not one of the better one units in the NFL. Two receiver options to look for this week. You got Cedric Wilson from the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday for Thanksgiving football. He had 11 targets, only 4 catches and 36 yards last week, but he could be the number 2 option or 1A option with Michael Gallup, with Amari Cooper already rolled out, and CeeDee Lamb highly unlikely to play with a concussion. So he's a guy to consider. And then you got Marquez Valdez-Scantling, the Green Bay Packers receiver, at home against the Rams. He had 10 targets last week, only 4 catches, but did have 123 yards and a touchdown. Obviously, he's the number 2 option behind Devontae Adams on offense, and Rodgers does look to him for big plays. Well, that will conclude this Rome Runner League episode. Washville team had an awesome and consecutive win versus the Carolina Panthers last week, and we'll look for 3 in a row versus Seattle this week on Monday Night Football. I hope some of these fantasy tips help you in your leagues this week. Remember, there's 3 Thursday matchups this week with Thanksgiving. Next week, I'll be back with a new episode looking back at the Seahawks game, along with a preview of the Washville team Las Vegas Raider game the following week. You can follow me on Twitter at NFLScout21 and Instagram at RoamAroundLeague_pod. Thanks for listening. Please rate, subscribe. This is your host, Tyler Roman, signing off. Happy Thanksgiving, and see you next time.